Ah, the sound of a Friday. I absolutely love it. From the studios of Grand Forks Best Source, it's time now for your Berkshire Hathaway bi-weekly podcast on this Friday. And stay tuned. We're talking with realty expert Berkshire Ben Olson right after this.
What would tomorrow look like if you sold your house today? Maybe you'd move to a new city or a new country. Maybe you'd pick up birding or birdies. You could get into wine, not that into wine, or skiing, warmer skiing. Or maybe you'd spend more time doing nothing at all. When you're ready for whatever comes next, we'll be ready to help you get there. Berkshire Hathaway Home Services. What would tomorrow?
All right, we are back. Berkshire Ben, how you doing today, man?
Doing great. Happy Friday.
I know, isn't it nice?
Today's the day we wait for all week.
So I mentioned when that music plays, it's okay. It's either Wednesday or we all fire up a little bit because we know it's Friday.
Yep, and we've had a big week at Berkshire Hathaway. We've had a lot of events. Wednesday, we had Caitlin on the podcast and kind of got her introduced. So that was fun. Yep. She's been an agent with us for, you know, about 11, 10 months.
Mm-hmm.
So it's kind of get her introduced to everyone here and then, you know, introduce the audience too. So that was fun. And then yesterday, we had Barkin with Berkshire over at our office across from Hugo's on 32nd Avenue in Grand Forks. And it ended up being a really great event. We had hot dogs that were grilled by United Valley Bank. We had the Red Hydrant Lounge there doing giveaways. We had Turtle Mountain Animal Rescue. And then, of course, we were giving some stuff away, too. So it's just a great community event, a way to give back to the community. And then today, we're going to be at Oxcart Days down in Crookston from 4 to 6.
Man, you're just all over the place.
Yep, we have Adam. He will be there with a cotton candy machine.
Oh.
So he was the cotton candy man yesterday, too, at Berkshire. And he'll be making some cotton candy today.
And knowing Adam, he probably built the cotton candy machine himself.
Yeah,
he's like a MacGyver.
It's so funny. He just all of a sudden he pulls up in the parking lot yesterday, and all of a sudden he dumps out this candy cane thing, and it's like, oh, or this cotton candy maker, basically huge bowl that you make it in, and he's sitting there for 2 hours twirling the stuff together. Yeah, he's an expert, so it's really fun. So yeah, it's just another way that we like to give back to the community, and we hope to see you guys at Oxcart Days. Today.
That'd be fun. I'm from Crookston originally. I haven't been to Oxcart Days in years. I should get down there once. Plans for the weekend? Anything big happening?
Nothing big. Just kind of going to be a boring weekend getting ready for, you know, kind of everything changing, getting into the fall season. I know it's probably officially autumn now. I think now that it's August. So I know.
Yeah, we were fishing on the river last night, and the trees are starting to turn. And that's, to me, it's depressing. The only good thing about it is I know we're getting closer to hunting season, but our summer was just too short this year.
It was. And I really hope that we get some of those rogue 80 degree days in October. That was awesome. I know for my birthday once in October, they had an 80 degree day, and I'll take that anytime. So.
Now, you mentioned fall, the F word. You've mentioned it a couple of times today. I would imagine this is about the time you realty experts are getting a lot of questions regarding fall, like fall market predictions.
Yep. So, you know, of course, a lot of people are worried about what's going to happen in the next couple months in terms of real estate. You know, we're kind of entering a recessionary period. We're 2 quarters of negative growth defines a recession. So, you know, we're kind of seeing, you know, kind of pumping the brakes. Obviously, the interest rates are going up because the Fed, you know, the Fed is raising rates.
Yep.
And then, of course, the mortgage rate is tied to other securities and things that are related to that. So it's not a direct correlation, but they are related. So, you know, obviously getting to borrow money is more expensive. But I think that we're still going to have a pretty reasonably strong market going into the fall. I think we're going to see more price reductions than we have in the last couple of years. I think it's going to be more normal, as in like normal as in what it was like 3 or 4 years ago.
Sure, yeah. Before everything dropped and now raising back up again. And wouldn't it be nice? I think I maybe asked one of you realty experts this before, but wouldn't it be nice if you had a crystal ball and you just knew what was going to happen?
Yeah.
I mean, with whoever's running our country now, that's impossible to figure out.
Right. Yeah, well, it's crazy how real estate is so tied into our economy. You know, our economy is 35% real estate, right? Which is actually, people think, wow, it probably should be a lot more, right? I mean, I can't believe that it's only 35% real estate, but that is a huge it's a huge part of people's investments where, you know, you see places like China where they're growing, but then they're, you know, doing housing projects on Ponzi schemes, and then 70% of their economy is based on real estate, and it's just not as stable. So people are wondering, you know, is there going to be a market crash? Ben, what's going to happen with the market? I get this question, and I said, my main answer is I don't think there's going to be a market crash because we aren't having the same subprime lending that we did in 2008.
Sure.
That's just number one.
Yep.
Number two, housing prices have been pretty stable because people are still out there buying. There's still a strong demand. So, like, there's not enough homes being built to really satisfy the market. So I think that we're still going to be in more of a competitive area because there's not enough labor to build the homes, right? All of this is, all of this kind of ties in together.
Sure. So it's, don't be afraid if you're thinking about making that, you know, even if it's your first home purchase, or maybe you want to upgrade, get something bigger, or even if you want to downsize and get something smaller, but don't be afraid just because of the way the economy is going right now.
Well, and selling in the fall or winter can be, can come with this unique set of challenges too, but then you still are getting people who are serious, right? And sometimes your house shows really nicely in August and September, right?
Sure.
I mean, sometimes that's just what people need to look for. So,
you
know, I think that inventory is going to go down, which just means the amount of homes available in the market, because people just won't be as motivated to move sometimes in the winter. But I think that that's just going to perpetuate a really strong market next spring too. So I think that taking advantage of, you know, the winter market where there's not as many homes if you're a seller.
Mm-hmm.
And as a buyer, you know, you can also take your time to really look and be serious.
Sure.
You know, all the realtors who are holding open houses when it's cold out are serious about selling the home. So that's kind of nice to know.
Is it a little harder to have open houses in the middle of winter? I mean, would you please take your shoes off? And I suppose most people do anyway, but is it harder to show houses and have open houses when there's snow on the ground?
Sometimes, you know, sometimes you go up to a listing and it's buried in with snow.
Yeah, I was going
to
say,
So I carry a shovel in the back of my car. You have to do it, you know. Otherwise, it's kind of hard to, you know, coordinate with the listing agent sometimes, especially when it's just a fresh snow or you have buyers who can't do it. So there's challenges to it. But again, like, the nice thing is that buyers kind of get a little bit more time to kind of consider their options. And there's still options, good options out there, because people still have to move in the winter.
What is the interest rate at now anyway? I haven't been following it, paying attention.
Yeah, right now I get daily emails from lenders, and right now I'm seeing rates in between like 4.5% to 5% right now. I do imagine that it's probably going to keep going up. I mean, so that's another reason that if you're looking to buy or sell, now is probably a really good time, because the interest rates are still at historically competitive levels.
Oh, right? This isn't bad at all.
Yeah, we're not in 1980s, you know, Paul Volcker style, like 19%
interest. 21% interest.
Yeah, we're not at that point. So, you know, take advantage of 4.5% if you can find it. Take advantage of 5% if you can. You know, I expect that things will start to rise, because they got to take a tamp on this inflation, really.
Sure.
I mean, that's really what's going to happen, is that, you know, interest rates, the price of money has to rise so that it can be, you know, the cost of inflation can go down, basically.
And, you know, somebody that knows about this business, like you, all you realty experts do, I mean, we got to listen to you guys. You know, don't be afraid of the interest rates. Again, like you said, they're still not that bad. But you guys do your homework on this stuff. I mean, you know what's happening.
Yeah, well, as a full-time agent, I'm in it all the time, so I talk with other agents all the time, and we do morning meetings, and we have, you know, communications all the time. Even at our event yesterday, you know, some of us were talking shop about things that we have going on, you know, and it's just being in the environment and in the market. It's just like if you're, you know, if you're my oil change guy, right, I'm going to trust you for what you have to say. You know, for the most part, is I'm going to take your word for it. You know, it's not
sure.
You know, I'm going to make sure that I'm double checking my own facts too, and getting a second opinion sometimes. But you know, overall, you got to trust the people who are in those positions and who deal with that stuff all the time.
Yeah. So if you represent somebody, I know with talking to all you realtors with Berkshire Hathaway, if you represent somebody, maybe you sell their house or you find them a new house, you guys usually keep in touch for a long time. I mean, it's not done right there. The, you know, the friendship is still there.
Yep. I mean, lots of them end up on our Facebook pages. So we see them on Facebook, Instagram, you know, different things like that. I have people who text me out of the blue sometimes and send me pictures of the updates that they're doing in their house or their kids or what they're up to. Or I even have people send me political memes. You know, it's funny. You know, it's great to have those type of relationships. And I just really hope that, you know, anyone who wants the type of relationship with a real estate agent to get to know them and to feel comfortable with them, I think that that's really an important part of feeling comfortable about the process. So get to know your agent. I'd love to get to know you too in your situation. You know, every situation's different. I'm a low pressure agent, so I'm not going to push you into anything that you're not already interested in doing. My job is to be there to inform you and to give you the information to help you make the best choice.
Now, I know with knowing you guys now from Berkshire Hathaway, I know you, the three of you, very well. Actually, I know probably a half dozen of you real well, but you have to be optimistic and very upbeat to do what you guys do for a living. Have you always been that way, or is it something that you kind of had to mold yourself into?
My mom always said that I woke up happy every day when I was younger.
Okay.
Like when I was a kid. Yeah. But I don't know. I just like being able to help people do the things that they want to do in big ways. I mean, buying a house is a big deal. You know, buying a business is a big deal. So if I can help you and make sure that that all goes smoothly and that you're taken care of, that's really important to me. And it's just fulfilling, you know, how you wake up every day and you have to have a purpose to do something, you know?
Right.
So why not help people get the house that they need or the business that they need?
So bottom line, coming from Berkshire Ben Olson on his fall market predictions with Ben, there's really not that much to worry about.
Don't worry about
don't get your panties in a bunch, you know.
Not to say that prices don't adjust. I mean, it's not to say that we don't have market corrections. I mean, just to put a disclaimer on there, right? It's not to say that your specific house that may be unique maybe isn't going to make as much as it would have 6 months ago, but it doesn't mean that your house is crashing.
Right.
That's a huge difference. So I think that until we see a lot more building and stuff going on, we really don't have to worry about a crisis in you know, basically home values at this point.
Sure. So you're getting ready to head to Crookston.
Yep.
Are you going to be, you think you're going to give your hand at trying to make some cotton candy, or is Adam going to say nope, you get away?
I don't know. Maybe Adam will want to talk because I mean he's from Crookston, so
I know.
He'll probably want to go. Yeah, so I'll take a turn at the cotton candy.
Okay, now are you guys going to be set up outside?
Yeah,
of your
we're going to be outside of our office there. It's over on 3rd Street, so go ahead and check it out. It has a purple shingles; you can't miss it. So, yeah, come and check us out. And, of course, there'll be a lot of other events there, too.
You know, Oxcart Days is a big deal in Crookston.
Yes.
I mean, they go a whole week there.
Yes.
And that's when that little town really comes alive, doesn't it?
Yep. I saw a map of people who, like, parties per capita.
Mm-hmm.
And, of course, North Dakota and Minnesota were in the top, you know, of course, because what else do you do?
Because people like us, right?
Yeah, absolutely. No matter what the weather's like, right? So,
and there is no rain in the forecast today. Believe it or not, when you look outside, and I'm thinking, oh, my gosh, it's going to rain all day. I didn't think we'd be racing tonight. But no rain in the forecast. Sun will be coming out later on this afternoon, according to the weather forecast.
That'll be great. That'll be perfect.
Hey, have yourself a great weekend. And Berkshire Ben Olson, if somebody wants to get a hold of you, how do they do that?
You can search me on Google, Ben Olson at Berkshire Hathaway in Grand Forks, or you can call me at 701-318-2676.
Always fun having you in the studio, Ben. Thank you.
Appreciate it.
Have yourself a great weekend, man.
You too.
All right, there you go, your Berkshire Hathaway bi-weekly podcast for this Friday. Again, he gave you the numbers, how to get a hold of Ben. If you're looking to buy or sell a house, get a hold of Ben Olson or any of the realty experts at Berkshire Hathaway. And there you go for the week. Your Berkshire Hathaway bi-weekly podcast is a done deal. Have yourself a great weekend, everybody, and we'll be back with the Berkshire Hathaway people on Wednesday.